in Toronto, and welcome to the Daily Hoax, everybody. Today, we're interviewing Jacob Gutkell from the best-selling book, Jacob's Rescue. Hello, everyone, and good morning. So, Jacob, how did it feel to sleep on Hannah for the first time?
Well, it was a normal night, and I couldn't sleep. Then my aunt told me I was going to skate with Rose, and I wasn't so sure about it.
Great! When you first met the Roselands, did you think they could be your family?
No, but more and more they became my family. I can't remember a time without them.
Wow, so when Shalom came and died, what were your emotions?
Well, Alex and Mayla were arguing and Shalom came when he died of scarlet fever. I was scared and sad, but I brushed it off later.
Amazing, so what do you think helped you to survive the war?
My hiding spots and Alex and Mayla, they were who kept me alive.
Nice. When David had more privileges than you, were you upset?
Well, I was happy that he came, but jealous that he got all the attention.
Great. Were you relieved when World War II was over?
Oh, yes, I was so glad I survived.
Okay, my final question is, how did it feel to finally meet your dad again?
I was extravagated, but I was a little sad that I was leaving the Roselands.
Well, that was episode one of Jacob's Rescue. Next episode, Mariska! Woo! Welcome, everybody, to the next episode of the Jacob's Rescue podcast series. Today is Mariska Roseland from Jacob's Rescue.
Hi, everybody.
So, why did you help Jacob with his homework?
It was thoughtful of me to help Jacob with his math because he didn't go to school and he had no education.
Great. Did you like living in an apartment?
It was very squishy and had not a lot of space.
Nice. Would you have Jacob as an actual brother?
Yes, because he's encouraging and caring and really feels like a brother.
Were you scared during World War II?
Yes, I was scared that I was going to get killed.
Are you glad Alex and Mayla are your parents?
Yes, they were very caring to us.
How did you escape from Warsaw so well?
We ran away to a barn and hid there.
How did you feel when Jacob and David went back to their dad?
I was so used to them, I felt like our place wasn't the same without them.
Fantastic. All right, that's episode 2 of the Jacob's Rescue podcast series. Stay tuned for episode 3, David Gutgeld. Welcome back to episode 3 of the Jacob's Rescue podcast series. Today, last but not least, we're interviewing David Gutgeld.
Hello.
How did you feel when World War II started?
When World War II started, me and my older brother Shalom were sent to farms.
Nice. How did you feel when you first saw Jacob?
I got very excited. I didn't see him for years, but he got jealous and he taunted and sort of bullied me. But it all worked out in the end.
Wow. How did you feel when Shalom died?
I didn't know Shalom died, but when I got the info, I felt sort of bad, but probably not as bad as Jacob, but still bad.
Great. How did you feel when World War II ended?
I felt happiness, love, and joy. All my fears were washed away.
Fantastic. What were your emotions when you escaped to Vladimir?
Well, I didn't really know what was going on, but I was really tired from the long walk.
How did you feel when Yurok died?
I didn't have the relationship that Jacob had, but he was part of my family, so I was really sad.
Amazing. My last question is, which I also asked Jacob, is how did you feel when you first saw your dad again?
I felt joy, but didn't want to leave the Roselands at all.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Jacob's Rescue Podcast series. And have a good day.